Lodge, 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court has upheld the law to ban TikTok if the China-owned parent company ByteDance does not sell by this Sunday's deadline due to national security risks. TikTok users in New York say they're disappointed by the Supreme Court's decision, including 25-year-old Brian Cordova.
I think a lot of people are going to protest or go on strike because a lot of small businesses, even such as myself, like I use it as like a marketing tool.
Sources familiar with the matter say President-elect Trump is exploring any executive orders he may be able to take to delay the ban. Inauguration ceremonies Monday will take place in the Capitol Rotunda, moved indoors due to dangerous cold temperatures expected. In Tel Aviv, a lone piano player in what's become known as Hostages Square keeps vigil with demonstrators breaking away to observe Shabbat. Israel's security cabinet approved the Gaza ceasefire and hostage release deal. Now a full and final vote from the Israeli government is expected next. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Office of Outdoor Recreation released an economic impact report this week showing over $27 million in local recreation value through a pilot program. According to a press release, the Do-It-Yourself Economic Impact Report program was launched in March of 2024, providing local municipalities with resources to navigate the complicated process of analyzing the local economic benefits of outdoor recreation. Among the projects mentioned as adding part of that $27 million was Eau Claire's paved trail system. On Thursday, the Wisconsin Supreme Court heard arguments over the Republican-controlled Joint Committee for Review of Administrative Rules' efforts to block a ban on conversion therapy in the state. The lawsuit questions whether the committee's rejection of the Department of Safety and Professional Services ban was beyond the scope of their power. The eventual ruling will also impact blocks by the committee on various other state regulations implemented by Governor Tony Evers. The ruling could take months to be announced. The Barron County Sheriff's Department has released its annual report providing a summary of 2024. The report highlighted a number of changes in personnel in the department, as well as a $600,000 budget increase. The report also showed an increase in the number of arrests for operating while intoxicated from 93 in 2023 to 123 in 2024. The department's 2025 goals included expanding training opportunities, implementing employee wellness checks, and budget goals for the jail expansion project. A nationwide arrest warrant has been issued for an Exeland man allegedly involved in a standoff with law enforcement officers in Sawyer County. 42-year-old Jason Arnold was scheduled to appear in court earlier this week to answer the charges against him, which include recklessly endangering safety, reckless use of a firearm, and failure to comply with the officers' attempts to take him into custody. During the October 3rd incident on North Elm Park Drive in Exeland, Arnold allegedly fired more than 20 rifle shots at two armored law enforcement vehicles. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers fire a coach. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NFL. Although the Packers' defense improved the past year, there's been criticism they didn't put enough pressure on quarterbacks. Defensive line coach Jason Rebovich fired after 3 years in Green Bay. Meanwhile, defensive back Jaire Alexander has missed nearly half the games the past two seasons due to injury. GM Brian Gutekunst asked, will Jaire be back?
You know, we're at the beginning stages of just kind of gathering information as a whole, you know, before we start looking at next year and how we're going to lay this thing out.
And Bob Uecker has died after a two-year battle with lung cancer. Uecker would have been 91 next Saturday.
You know, he beat pancreatic cancer, which nobody beats. But he had another cancer now, and he did the job right to the end, which is extraordinary. And I kept trying to tell him to slow down, Kurt. There were days he would go have radiation treatment and then come to the ballpark and broadcast the game. It's unbelievable.
That's Brewers owner Mark Antanasio with Sports on Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A rather warm winter day today with high temperatures reaching the mid-30s and cloudy skies. But those winds are breezy, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, and a cold front pushes through this afternoon. Few spotty snow showers could spark up from it, and temperatures will be plummeting. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 35.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Jack Smith's report. Maggie, prosecutors considered charging Trump with inciting insurrection, but didn't.
There's an old saying, if you shoot at the king, don't miss. If it's someone who's really powerful or really rich, I gotta be absolutely certain I can prove every charge beyond a reasonable doubt. When it's people that don't have means, then it's I'll throw every conceivable charge at you.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alba Show.
What's worse, fast drivers or slow drivers? Karina listening on WAUK in Milwaukee.
Slow drivers are the worst. They think too slow. They stop in the middle of the highway to think about where they're going. Maybe they need to turn left and right. They're changing lines for, oh my God, I can do all day long.
Karina?
Yes.
Can you tell us what you really think?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hey folks, Jimmy K here from Max Inc. Radio. Join me this weekend as I welcome Isaiah and the new people. Plus, Terry chats with jazz musician Janet Plant. It's Max Inc. Saturday and Sunday, 6 to midnight across the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to WBZH, Hayward's home for the Todd Alba Show.
Hey everybody, you're listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was a teenage anarchist. Looking for revolution. I had the style, I had the ambition. Read all the authors, I knew the Russellians. There was a war, but the class war. I was ready to set the world on fire.
Happy hump day, everybody. How you doing? I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. If you've been listening to me for a while, you know I like to dig into the stuff. I'm one for the nerdy wonk, but we all need a little relief from the day-to-day grind of the politics. And I think, you know, these next 4 years, certainly not going to be an exception from that at all. Yesterday, we got to talking just a little bit at the end of the show about resolutions for the new year. And I like to have intentions because a specific resolution, and then I got to feel bad if I actually don't get it done. So I like sort of thematic intentions. And so this half hour, however long we all want to talk about this, let's spend a little time talking about some of the things that we're going to do to relieve the pressure from all of the politics this year. What are you doing to get your mind off of things? What do you do to play, right? 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. As you all have gotten to know me over the years, yes, a nerd. I like to read a lot, like to do all those things. I'm also a big sports geek, former has-been athlete, musician, lots of different stuff. That brings me joy and lets me get my mind off of the politics. But today, one of the things that I especially wanted to talk about, and you're welcome to call in and share whatever your special relaxation tricks and magic may be, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. But as a nerd, of course, I love me some board games. Always have. Always will. Grew up playing a ton of board games. I'm even going to throw card games in there too, because we are in Wisconsin. Wisconsinites love them. Some card games, including Sheep's Head. I do like some Sheep's Head. So why don't you give a call? We can compare notes on some of our favorite board and card games. And more broadly, what do you do to get your mind to relax, especially when we live in these 24-hour news cycles, when there's so much garbage coming at us from all angles at all times of the day and night? 855-752-4842. Before I start digging into some of those card and board games that I love the most, because one of my New Year's intentions is to play more, again, just some programming notes and reminders to y'all. I got Senator Tammy Baldwin tomorrow at 2 p.m. right at the top of the show. You're not going to want to miss that. She and I are going to be talking about her bill, which President Biden just signed, to build a monument on the National Mall in honor of women's suffrage. Boy, is that appropriate. We just saw the 100-year anniversary tick by a couple years ago of women's right to vote. We're in this moment where some of the extreme factions on the right have actually said that women shouldn't vote, that there should be all of the votes in a household, of course, the households being run by men, should be cast by that male head of the household. So if not now, I couldn't think of a better time for that kind of a monument. I think it's especially important in light of what's going on right here in Wisconsin and the overwhelming support for reproductive care and healthcare freedoms in this state. And yet the fact that the Robin Voss-led GOP here continues to advocate for all sorts of government intrusion into our bedrooms and bodies. Shame on them. That's coming up tomorrow at the top of the hour at 2 p.m. I'm also going to be joined by a special guest at 3 p.m. who has a long, many set of personal experiences with President Jimmy Carter. We'll get some of his reflections. Can't wait to have that discussion. So you're not going to want to miss any of tomorrow's show. But let's start talking about board games, y'all. I need some fun. In fact, last night I cracked one open, needed to just turn the head off, needed to stop all the thinking, needed something a little complicated to keep me fully engaged last night. This one is a classic, been around for a while. If you don't have a pen and paper, remember, you can replay this portion of the episode by going to civicmedia.us shows and find it. This will be an hour two of today's podcasted episodes. Those are on Apple Pods and, of course, Spotify. This is the game I was playing last night, Pandemic. It is one of my favorites. It is both complicated and yet simple in the manner of gameplay. The strategy can be very complicated. The strategy actually changes every game, which I think is one of the hallmarks of great games and fun game play. But the process of playing is very simple. Those are sort of the two, a couple of the characteristics that I think are really important to make a fabulous board game. We got one of my favorite people on the lines, one of Civic Media's very own fabulous producers. Hey, Aaron Zommers, what's up? I hear you're a fellow board game nerd.
Yeah, definitely. Pretty much my favorite thing to do is play board games and card games. And Pandemic is a great one.
It is. We should play sometime. Like next time I'm in Madison, I'll bring a game or two and we can sit and quaff an adult beverage and play a little, get a little board game action. And you got a couple other favorites you want to share with folks, Aaron?
Yeah. One, if you like Pandemic, one of my favorites is called Clank with an exclamation point. It's also semi-cooperative. Like in Pandemic, all the players are working together to cure a disease. In
yes.
Clank, all the players are delving into a dungeon to get treasure and steal it without angering a dragon. And you work together to get down into the dungeon. But once everyone gets their treasure, it's every person for themselves. And what I like that it's semi-cooperative, and then there's a little bit of backstabbing, but also
yes.
It's a card drafting game. So there's cards in the middle and you choose like which ones you want to take. And that's one of my favorite mechanics. So I'm a big fan of Clank.
I'm going to, of course, get off the air today, Aaron Zommers, and go buy Clank because I have, I would call it a prodigious board game collection. Like I can't even keep all of them in the house. It's that ridiculous. Like I have to have some of them in the garage in a Sterilite container. Like I have duplicate board games. I have board games that I just drive around with in the car in case the opportunity comes up to, you know, crack open a board game with some new friend that I meet on the road. What else you got? You got any other favorites that are in your top five board games?
First of all, I didn't know that you were such a big board gamer somehow, but yeah, we'll definitely have to play some stuff. But
absolutely,
I do play Magic the Gathering, like collectible trading card game. That
yes.
one is basically the king of complex, ever-evolving, but a lot of self-expression with building your own decks and things like that.
Yep.
I know a lot of people think it's too nerdy, but I think if they give it a fair shot, recently, they just came out with a set called Foundations, which makes it really accessible and easy to learn without oversimplifying it so it's not fun anymore. So I think it hits a good spot for people who've been playing for a while or have never played before.
Yeah, that's the trick with board games. Folks, if you're just joining us, my name is Maggie Dawn. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We're taking a little bit of a break from our regular political discourse to talk about one of my New Year's resolutions or intentions, which is to play more. And for me, that means often playing more board games. Got one of our great producers online. His name's Aaron Zommers. Talk about Magic the Gathering. Games that are sustained over a long period of time. Because of my job, Eric, sometimes that's really challenging for me, and that are complex in that kind of way where the mechanics of the game are really complex. I don't care about the nerdiness of the whole thing, but if it doesn't have a manageable time frame for beginning, middle, and end, that's just really challenging for me given my life's logistics. But I'm absolutely going to go check out Magic the Gathering Foundations and see if that is a good access point for me. Aaron, it was a pleasure to work with you this week. Thanks for stepping in, my friend. Happy New Year's to you, and happy board gaming to you. We will do this soon, my friend. I appreciate you calling and listening.
Yes.
Take
Thank
care.
You.
That's Aaron Zommers, producer of the absolutely fabulous, terrific, and amazing Todd Alba Show. You can find Todd Alba before this fine program every Monday through Friday from noon to 2 p.m. We have another one of my good friends, Mark from Prairie du Sac, on the line. Hey, Mark, feel free to weigh in on your favorite board game or card games, or you've been very patient this afternoon, sir, or on some of our earlier discussion this afternoon.
Well, on some of the earlier topics, that let's remember that most of Donald Trump's spawn are from women that were under visas when they first, they weren't even citizens when her children were born. So that's kind of ironic right there, particularly given the anti-immigrant attitude of Don Jr. and Eric. I mean that, and with Trump, poised to declare a national economic emergency so he can declare emergency powers and do whatever the hell he wants. But getting back to the board games, I can remember years ago, and I'm older than you, but I can remember years ago being snowed in up north when I was a kid that the board games I'd play with my brothers, Parcheesi, that Mousetrap, Monopoly, Chinese checkers, things that you could just haul out and didn't need any electricity to play them. Particularly if the electricity was out, you couldn't use your thing maker or vacuum form that
yes.
melt the plastic goop or that kind of thing. But that it is just it's something in some cases just an escape, and that some of those earlier games are just still fun to play. I mean, I can remember playing a little bit older when I was staying up at my cousin's place up in Duluth. We would play Monopoly till all hours of the night and watch the creature feature on Friday nights.
Creature feature, love it. Thanks so much. I got a quick question for you. If you like Parcheesi, do you also like backgammon?
I've never played backgammon, and I'd like to learn that.
Well, Mark, the next time you and I are together, we will play some backgammon. If I am not mistaken, Parcheesi goes back like centuries. It's like maybe not centuries plural, but it's really, really old, right?
The game of India is what it was described as, I think, on the box when we were kids. That I haven't played it for years, but and I can't remember how it's played, but I can remember playing it.
Oh, amazing. Thanks so much. That's our good friend here on Civic Media, Mark from Prairie du Sac. Join our conversation. Text line's open. We're getting some of that feedback from y'all. I'll get to your texts and more phone calls after these brief messages. What's your favorite board game? Because we all need some relief from the politics. Or politics, as my friend Earl Ingram would say. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The ambition, read all the offers, I knew the Russellians. There was a war, but the class war, I was ready to set the world on fire.
The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Here's a community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North. The Hayward Community Food Shelf is available for you each first Saturday of the month. Located at the Hayward Community Food Shelf at 16216 U.S. Highway 63 in Hayward. Again, the food shelf is available the first Saturday of the month from 9 a.m. until 12 noon. Another community reminder for you from the Buzz of the North.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. On my YouTube channel, I recently talked to Amanda Clayman, a financial therapist and an all-around excellent person. We talked about how to reduce money anxiety, and her advice was really helpful. She said, unless we have a time to do money, we don't have a time to not do money. Meaning, if we set aside some time to think about and manage our money, it lets our brain stop worrying about money all the time. For example, I have a monthly money meeting with myself, which lowers my money anxiety and helps keep me on top of my finances. If you don't already, set and keep that money meeting with yourself. It'll help your wallet and your peace of mind. Remember what Amanda said, unless you have a time to do money, you don't have a time to not do money. For more everyday money tips, check out workmoney.org. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Hi, I'm Anthony Anderson. For the past 80 years, the United Negro College Fund has helped more than 500,000 students graduate from college and become leaders of our nation. Since its beginning in 1944, UNCF has made one truth known. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. Support UNCF as they continue supporting the dreams and hopes of 50,000 deserving students each year. Please visit uncf.org today. Happy 80th, UNCF.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show. Welcome, everybody. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. My name is Maggie Dawn. I'm coming to you from 540 AM WAUK all across southeastern Wisconsin. But don't worry, you can catch me anywhere if you've got the Civic Media app and all across the family of stations that are the Civic Media Talk Radio Network, joined by my producer, Cardi, and each and every one of you. Today, we're taking a little bit of a breather from some of the heavier political content of the day by talking about your resolutions, your intentions for the year. One of mine is to play more. Here they all are. This is my list of sort of generic intentions. I want to move more. I want to connect with people more. I want to make sure I'm giving myself plenty of time for creativity and just thinking about stuff. And I want to rest better. You know, sleep better, rest better. And today we're talking about one of my intentions, which is to play more. I'm a huge board game nerd. So we're talking about board games today. Got lots of great feedback on the text lines. A new texter from 715. Hello, friend, and welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Texting in the Danger Noodle is a great game. Texter, tell me more. They're texting in from WFHR. I'm going to check that out. Maybe give it a little Google after we're off the air here. I'm always buying board games. Doesn't matter if it looks good. I'll pick that puppy up, add it to the ever-growing, ridiculously large collection of board games that I have. Let's see. My good friend Luke, my colleague here at Civic Media, saying he also loves him some board games, but nothing beats a good game of cribbage. Could not agree with you more, my friend. I spent many, many, perhaps an embarrassing number of hours when I was in law school at Madison, sitting in Paul's Club, the old Paul's Club before it moved, in that front table, if you've ever been there, Paul's Club right on State Street. It's a little, it's got like a cozy, very intimate feel in Paul's Club. I love taverns and bars like that. Had a great window. You could watch the whole world walk by on State Street. And a bunch of us would always get together on Sundays, grab one or both of those front tables and sit there again for a slightly embarrassing number of hours and play a whole heck of a lot of cribbage. And of course, my other favorite card game, Euchre. Both of those games, in my opinion, and card games writ large, I would say, are just incredible vehicles for smack talking. And I love in Euchre, you can play in teams. You can do that, of course, in cribbage as well. So much fun. I don't know. Is it like a bad thing if I have probably upwards of 10 different cribbage boards? I got the custom boards. I got the boards shaped like Wisconsin. I got the mini boards. I got the travel boards. I got the inherited boards from my folks. I got the cheapo boards. Too many cribbage boards. Again, a little embarrassing. I don't know. You tell me. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. What's your favorite kind of play, especially board game play? I want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Sherry from Horicon asking me if Pandemic, one of my favorite games, can be played with two people. Yes, Sherry, it can. It's a lot of fun with two people. It's challenging with two people. I'll just say that. Sherry loves her some Yahtzee and chess and backgammon. I just gave the old backgammon a shout out not too long ago. Let's see what else we've got. Gary from Madison saying his favorite card game is strip poker. Well, Gary, you'll be doing that one without my participation. I do think I did it like once or twice in college. You know, a few too many cocktails, you get a little frisky. Yeah, not anymore, y'all. A texter from 563 listening in the WAUK. Hello, friend. Says Santa brought her granddaughter the board game Operation. Everybody loves a little Operation, right? Her parents being both physicians, and they are all excited to play. Brian from Green Bay. Great board game is Wynish or Yinish, Y-I-N-S-H. Never heard of it. Part of the Jip series. I love this. I'm learning all kinds of board game stuff today. Thanks, Brian. I will check that out. Michael from Tosa saying, hey, Maggie, have you ever played Splendor, a jewelry collecting card dealing game? Well, I like me some baubles, my friend. So I will be checking that out for sure. He says it's very easy to play and a great strategy game. Those are my favorite kind. Sue from Franklin says, apparently cribbage is a regional thing. I didn't know that. I know Euchre is pretty regional. A few years ago, I was with some coworkers from Oklahoma, Colorado, and Connecticut. None of them had even heard of it. What a shame. Ryan from Green Bay saying, cribbage, is it bad that I have 70 decks of cards? No, Brian, note that I didn't even tell you how many decks of cards I have, because I have decks of cards from Vegas. I have decks of cards from casinos in the state of Wisconsin. I have decks of cards that are specialty decks of cards. I buy decks of cards when I travel. Are you getting it? Yeah. Big, huge game nerd. You can never have enough decks of cards. Hey, got a little time to spare? Whip out a deck of cards. You can always at least play solitaire the good old-fashioned way. And don't flip over every card if you're playing solitaire. Got to do it three cards at a time. Otherwise, it's not a game. Mark from Prairie du Sac says, I have to relearn cribbage every gosh darn time I play it, but my dad used to play a solitaire version of it. Oh, very cool. John, my friend on the phone lines, you're on the Maggie Dawn Show. Do you have a favorite or favorite games?
Yes, Maggie, you haven't even mentioned the word Scrabble. You have a Scrabble dictionary, even.
John, I love Scrabble. Do you have a favorite Scrabble word, my friend?
No, I was never good at it, but my girlfriend had a Scrabble dictionary.
It's a wonderful game because I always happen to learn at least one new word when I play Scrabble. John, thanks so much for calling and listening, my friend. I'm going to do a little summary when we come back after the bottom of the hour. Pam Yockey's got your farm update. And then I'm going to move on to my thoughts on 2024 in the law and what all of that means to you, what we should be keeping on our eye on coming up this year. More gaming action when we come back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. Keep it locked. What's up, everyone? You've been listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Wintertime brings about a lot of fun activities that you don't get to do in the summer, like ice fishing, snowmobiling, and even ice skating. But it can also be dangerous. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and Jake Holsklaw, the Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator with the DNR, is here to explain what to do if you're out on the ice and happen to fall through.
Don't panic, but try to calm down, try to slow your breathing a little bit, and then orient yourself back toward the direction that you broke through. The idea is that if that ice held you to the point before you broke through, it may at least hold you as you're trying to get back out of that break in that open water. So try to navigate back toward that location. Just kind of keep laying on the ice, spread your body weight out, crawl or slide off that ice, and try to get yourself to a safe location.
Holsklaw says that hypothermia can take effect in a matter of minutes when you fall through the ice into the cold water. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and we'll take a look at some agriculture news right after this.
Did you know soybean diseases like white mold and sudden death syndrome can survive in your soil even after rotating crops? Prevention of these diseases is a constant battle, and yield loss from an infection can be devastating. The right management plan makes all the difference. Keep your beans safe this spring with Heads Up Seed Treatment. Heads Up guards your seed from both white mold and SDS. Stay protected and profitable by asking your seed dealer for Heads Up. Learn more at headsupst.com.
There goes Pam Yonke across Wisconsin in her suburban truck. Thanks to Equity Livestock Cooperative, marketing your livestock, financing your operation, and supporting the livestock community since 1922. And to Cleary Building Corp. Cleary Building Corp. Built with pride before the shamrock is applied. Explore clearybuilding.com today. Keep up with Pam at MidwestFarmReport.com and on Facebook and Instagram.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and remember to follow along with us on all things agriculture by downloading our app, The Farm. You can download it at thefarmwi.com or by finding it on your app store. Now let's take a look at some agriculture news. The Farm Wisconsin Discovery Center has announced that they will be hosting a food drive on Monday, January 20th in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. This drive will be helping the organization Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin. Also, the Wisconsin Pork Association will be offering rebates if you take in your swine to test for porcine reproductive and respiratory syndrome and porcine epidemic diarrhea virus. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
A rather warm winter day today with high temperatures reaching the mid-30s and cloudy skies. But those winds are breezy, gusting up to 30 miles per hour, and a cold front pushes through this afternoon. Few spotty snow showers could spark up from it, and temperatures will be plummeting. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, it's 35.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Luke Mathers joins us now.
The Bucks were playing, the Badgers were hosting Minnesota, and I couldn't get either of those games on YouTube TV.
Years later, they're going to look back at this and go, oh my God, how did you guys get through it? I mean,
things don't happen in a vacuum, though, and you have to elect people that will break up these giant monopolies and allow us to watch our favorite teams in peace.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, weekday morning 6 until 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Dom Salvia Show.
Brad Schimmel, a J6 sympathizer, and he wants to be your next Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. When he was Attorney General of Wisconsin, he spent thousands of dollars on memorial coins.
I would have been fired.
That stood for kicking ass every day. Hey, if you got to get a coin that says it, you're probably not doing it.
With your face on it.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, we will revisit our conversation with Harvey Kay on Jimmy Carter's legacy and the two very different January 6th anniversaries. Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Hey, everybody. You're listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show. back, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. I'm your friendly lawyer lady and economist and board game card game nerd right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. As part of my intentions for 2025, I plan to move more, connect with people more, try to have some greater intentionality around time for creativity and just what I like to call a sit and think, rest better, and play more. So we've been talking about board games because I love to play board games. Gotten some absolutely fabulous texts and other feedback from all of you great callers. If you want to get your last cents in on this topic, whether it's a cent, a nickel, dime, or a quarter's worth, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. That's some sad feedback. One of the 608 texters saying I'm not friendly. Oh, well, too bad. Listen, let's not mistake pleasant and kind and respectful or friendliness with always agreeing. We're trying to, again, have a little fun this afternoon. But again, all feedback and criticism, always welcome. Even when you call me names, though, I don't like that too much. Thanks for participating, texter from the 608. Let's see here. Want to go over the list of great ideas we've gotten from some of our callers. We've got Clank with an exclamation point, which is a card drafting strategy game. Splendor, a game called Y-I-N-S-H. Never even heard of it. Checking that out. We got Magic the Gathering Foundation specifically. We had a shout out for Parcheesi, Backgammon. Another game I've never heard of, Danger Noodle. A good reminder of a fabulous game called Scrabble. While we're on word games, I have to tell you, one of my all-time favorite word games is the game Boggle. It's got a bunch of cubes that sit in this container and you shake it up and then you got to make words with it. I love some words and really enjoy word games. So Scrabble's a big favorite. Also Boggle. This old saw, Scattergories. Does anybody remember that one? I loved Scattergories when I was growing up. Could blow a lot of time on that. People have also mentioned this classic Monopoly. I'm on the go quite a bit. And so one of the versions of Monopoly that I think is fantastic is Monopoly Cards. And especially if you play with more than two people, it is actually a pretty good strategic yet quick card game. It has a good resemblance to the original Monopoly concepts. I love it, love it, love it. And how could we talk about board games without talking about the OG of party games, Trivial Pursuit? I have a really funny story about Trivial Pursuit and trying to play when I was a kid with my parents. Maybe that's why the texter from the 608 thinks I'm unfriendly. I'm working out some parental demons. Sure hope not. I'll tell that story in just a minute, but we got a couple of fabulous callers on the line. Let's go to Jim from Richland Center. Do you have a favorite board or card game, Jim, that you'd like to recommend to folks?
Well, my favorite of all time, of course, would be the game of chess.
It's a good one. It is a good one. Do you have like a favorite person to play chess against? A lot of people do. Because it's really nice if you're evenly matched, you know.
I used to, but that goes back. Right now, I play against the computer.
It's good that way too, and a lot of those simulations that you can play with computers, you can kind of set the skill level so that you're playing against a computer or AI that's at sort of an equal level, which makes it a lot more fun. I don't particularly like getting my booty whooped too many times in a game. Do you have any other favorites you'd like to give a little elevation to here, Jim?
No, nobody's mentioned dominoes.
I was getting there, my friend. It is on my list. That is, who knows how far back dominoes goes, right? I mean, that's ancient.
That's got to be one of the oldest, I think.
Yes. Well,
and
Jim.
Battleship.
Battleship.
Strategic.
Stratego is on the list as one of those great strategy games. It's right up there with me with things like Risk and Pandemic. I love all of those games. Fabulous. Well, happy new year to you and yours, Jim from Richland Center. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening, my friend. Hey, Rich from Waukesha, you got a favorite game or card game you'd like to share with us?
I have a combination game that I played years ago, but you have to have a private pool table. Pool cards.
Tell us more, Rich.
Different games. Well, you know, the balls of the pool table have numbers on, and then cards have numbers on. So there's various hands and kinds of games you can play, and you can have multiple players.
Oh, I get it.
You draw a card, and that's your pool ball. So it makes the game difficult. There's various kinds of it. You can actually just take regular card games and hook them up with the pool table.
Very cool. I'm gonna do some Googling for the pool cards, Rich.
Yeah.
And I love to play pool. It was one of those things, you know, growing up in Wisconsin, those good tavern games, darts and pool, especially as I got into college. My one great claim to fame in darts is there was a bartender at a joint called the Echo Tap when I was in law school, and he worked there for a long, long time. And he was like a Vegas level dart player. Guy's name was Troy. Troy, if you're listening from the Echo Tap, man, I love you. Thanks for pouring me a lot of Miller Lights back in the day. Troy and I once, we played darts a lot, and he would always kick my butt. But once I beat Troy, and I beat him in 9 rounds. It was the most smoking game of dart cribbage that I had ever played. And that one, I was like, Troy, don't I get a ribbon or something? Unfortunately, no. Hey, Tom from Jackson, thanks for texting in. A little love for me. Don't let them get you down. Don't let those haters get you down. Don't worry, Tom, I won't. Bill from Green Bay also saying, what do you mean, Maggie, not friendly? So ridiculous. Another texter from the 608 saying, I love Apples to Apples. That is a childhood classic. A texter from the 779. Another game I love is Stadium Checkers. As a little girl, I played with my grandpa all the time, and I just bought a vintage set to share the joy with my boyfriend. Oh, that is so lovely, Jennifer. Thank you for sharing. Liz from Sockville says, I echo Dominoes. Loves that game from her childhood. Also, Masterpiece. You learn about famous artists. Very cool. Rich, also from the WAUK, texting in Racco. Never heard of that one. I'm going to have to go back through all of your texts and get my wish list of games. I don't know if I want to drop all of my paycheck on new board games after this show, but I did want to share some of my other favorites with you all if you are also big board game fanatics. And then, of course, that little story about Trivial Pursuit from my childhood. Just picked up a new game called Trekking the World. It's and they have versions of it like Trekking the National Parks, Trekking Through History. It's a game where you do get to learn a bit as you go along if you take the time to read the cards about the places or the moments in history. You do pick up a bit of geography. It has a decent element of strategy to it. I've been enjoying that. Plays in under an hour, which I also love. And hey, if you are a nerdy board game lover, there's always this. Settlers of Catan, y'all. It's a whole movement. I have 2 expansion sets. Please don't make too much fun of me. But I have discovered there is Settlers of Catan 2-player that is really challenging and fun and has tons of permutation. Absolutely love it. Bought new this year, gave it as a gift, and got it as a gift. That's when you know it's a hit. New game called Spy Alley. We mentioned Stratego and Risk. Great group games, Cards Against Humanity, of course, that is good fun if you like a little dirty humor, which, hey, when I'm not on the radio and we don't have FCC regulations, I'm down for that. Another great group game is called Telestrations. If you remember Pictionary, it's kind of a play on that. Also, extremely popular. Everybody that plays games, especially party games, knows about this one. Codenames. It is so much fun. Codenames, great party game. There is also a Codenames duet for just two player. You talked about Monopoly Deal. I like for a nice simple game, Rummy Cube and Sequence. Aaron Zommers, my game playing expert friend here at Civic Media, says Catan is amazing, but the 5 to 6 player expansion is awful. I totally agree, Aaron. It allows trading and it takes forever. You're 100% right, Aaron. And it takes away, I think, from sort of the core strategic elements of Catan. Charades, my friend listening on the WAUK. I love some charades, being also a theater geek from high school. And, you know, one that may be accused of using my hands a bit. I was made for charades. I mean, that is right in my wheelhouse. But to close out this segment, let me tell you a little story about Trivial Pursuit back in the day. Now, this was sort of, as I mentioned, one of the OG games the first kind of party games. And it spread like wildfire in the 80s. It's such a wonderful concept. It's trivia, right? Just arcana. And they are questions that a lot of time you can noodle your way to the answer. So I love some Trivial Pursuit. And of course, when I was a kid growing up, I being born in the 70s, my folks would have some of their friends over. They'd sit around playing Trivial Pursuit. And I always wanted to play. If you've been listening for a while, you may know that I'm an only child. So, hey, count me in, guys. Give me one of the pieces. And of course, I would know diddly squats nothing in the Trivial Pursuit Genius Edition, that first edition that came out. But I would valiantly try and they would let me flail about. But about... Maybe in like the mid 80s, the late 80s, Trivial Pursuit figured out that kids also probably wanted to play Trivial Pursuit. And so they created a kids edition of Trivial Pursuit. And my parents, who loved the sly holiday gift giving, the holiday or the Christmas present that I didn't know I was going to get, they'd figure out some way to conceal that. Well, this was one of those times. They had bought me the youth edition of Trivial Pursuit. They had some friends over. They sat down to play Trivial Pursuit, and they had stuck the kids' cards into the box with the adult cards. And so when it was finally my turn to play, and I got to be asked some questions, much to my very pleasant surprise, I knew some answers finally, and I could play with my folks and some of their friends. So thank you, Mom and Dad, for making sure that I could fully participate in your gatherings. Weren't they patient with their little precocious only child wanting to butt in to the adult games? I love you, Mom and Dad. Thanks so much, and thanks to each and every one of you for participating. Listen, Cardi and I are going to take some time after this episode today. We're going to write down all these games. We're going to put all of them in the show notes for you. Give us about a day because it's going to take a little time. We'll get the basic show notes up this afternoon. But by tomorrow, end of business, we'll have all of these games listed out. You can go to civicmedia.us/shows, find the Maggie Dawn Show, check out today's episode, and you too can build your board and card game collection. You know, maybe keep it small enough that you can keep it in your house and you don't need the massive Sterilite like I do in the garage with all the board games. Because, you know, everything in moderation, y'all. My name is Maggie Dawn. When we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about 2024 in the law and some of the things that I took big note of. Keep it locked, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. I like to think I'm your friendly lawyer lady on the radio, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Back with more in just a moment. What's up, everyone? You've been listening to the best of the Maggie.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt and Air on Air.
You're an organ donor, right? Here's a tragic fact. Approximately 20 people die each day waiting for precious donated organs. You could make a life-saving decision simply by getting that important dot on your driver's license. That little dot shows those who need to know that you've made a decision to donate organs at a critical time. Go to heroicdeed.com to learn more about the importance of organ donation and how you can make your wishes known. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Heroicdeed.com.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Native American voters prevailed in federal court against the state of North Dakota, protecting the ability to elect the candidate of their choice. January 13th, the U.S. Supreme Court refused to hear a redistricting case we covered back in May 2024, affirming a North Dakota Federal Appeals Court decision. The appeals court had dismissed a state house district challenge by two non-native residents who claimed their rights were infringed. The case dates back to 2021 when the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara nations, also known as the MHA nation, negotiated with the state to protect native voting power under the 1965 Voting Rights Act, Section 2. After an agreement, state GOP officials later shamefully reversed positions in 2022, embracing a new GOP tactic which argues such majority-minority districts are a violation of the Equal Protection Clause under the U.S. Constitution. The same argument has been made in Robinson versus Calais over Louisiana's now two majority-minority districts. The MHA Nation decision protects North Dakota State House District 4A and three other districts. Great news for Native voters. But the Louisiana case is expected to be heard in the High Court in early 2025, and the conservative justices seem to have made it their mission to dismantle the VRA. We have links to the history of the case at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Hey, everybody, you're listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show. Yes, y'all, things are very superstitious, and the writing may be on the wall. But it's Friday, so we're going to take a break, everybody, and talk about what's good, local, and overlooked with our good friend, Terry Barr. Terry Barr, welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. Thanks for your patience. Had a ton of things to get through today. It's been a busy afternoon.
Obviously. I learned a lot listening into the show, so thank you for that. Thank you, Terry. As we like to on a Friday, we try to end it on a nice note. So let's go there now. You know, there have been a number of fundraisers meant to support the families at Abundant Life Christian School in Madison. Yes. And of course, most recently, everybody heard about Culver's. And in the end, Culver's donated more than $6,000 to the United Way Emergency Fund for the school, and in particular for those families who had loved ones involved in that shooting a couple of weeks ago. That fund is now close to $300,000, and that's just in this little bit of time. As we mentioned, you know, the three people had died. This includes the suspect. Six were hurt. But the fundraising and the support isn't stopping. I just found out about area musicians are also going to hold a fundraising show. Madison Flatman, she is the organizer of what's called Harmony for Healing. And let's listen to why she decided to get involved.
I thought we were invincible with shootings. I thought it would never happen here. I thought it was always going to happen everywhere else until it didn't.
Yeah.
Finding out about the shooting and just everything, it was a lot for me to really comprehend. But what we can do in the meantime is be strong as a community. And that's what I'm really wanting to do with Harmony for Healing. Many people want to have music that they can connect to after this. Music is like a connecting thing. It's always been something that I have personally used as a way to cope with my own traumas and my own things that I've gone through. And I was like, oh, well, that's great. I'm like, think would be a good idea. Would anyone be interested in it? Within 24 hours, I had 50 different musicians reach out to me wanting to be a part of it.
And are you blown away by that? That they're willing to help?
Absolutely blown away.
I'm so happy for your organizing.
Isn't that incredible? And when I was talking with her, she thought no one would step forward. But the cause is amazing, obviously. And along with the music now, students from the school who are part of the arts program, they've been writing poetry during this whole time. They're going to be doing their readings in between the musicians at the show. So if you want to attend, it's all based on a goodwill offering that then goes to the school. And it's happening this Sunday from noon till 6 p.m. at the Red Rooster on Madison's East Side.
Oh, that's just great, Terry. That is something. Yeah. It's wonderful when we have stories and moments where, you know, the goodness of our fellow neighbors, friends, and community shines through in such sterling fashion. Tell us again where the event is. And
it is at the Red Rooster. It's a blues bar traditionally on Madison's East Side this Sunday from noon until 6 p.m. And again, it's just based on whatever you feel you can offer to help support what happened at the school.
How wonderful. Thank you so much, Miss Terry Barr. I have a little fun thing to share with you as well this afternoon. And folks, you can catch Terry with me every Friday, usually at 3:30, but we always get her in before the show is over for what's good, local, and overlooked in Wisconsin. Terry, I have started to share with people my intentions for the new year, which is to play more, connect more, create more, rest more. I'm forgetting one. And also laugh more. In pursuit of that, we talked about board games on Wednesday, which I love. And coincidentally, everyone, if you don't have a plan, it is the board game convention, the Midwinter Board Game Convention this weekend at the Engelside Hotel in Pewaukee from about 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. So if you don't have plans, you can check it out at the Red Rooster. Thanks so much, Terry. Or if you need more play in your life, too, you can check out that game and convention, board games included, at the Engelside this weekend in Pewaukee. Thanks so much, Terry. Can't wait to check back in with you next
Friday. Have a great weekend, everyone.
You too. It's so great to hear your voice and Happy New Year, Terry. Friends, I do want to take this opportunity to announce to you all a new segment that I will be doing on Wednesdays starting at this coming Wednesday at 3:30 in the effort to have us all connect more and all be more well together and support each other. Through these coming years, we are going to be talking about creating, connecting, resting, playing, and laughing every Wednesday at 3:30 on the Maggie Dawn Show. I'm going to call it getting over the hump or Trump, and we're going to share our best practices for doing just that. We're going to start that up this coming Wednesday. Thank you for everybody for participating so robustly in our discussion of board games. If you missed that, or you didn't have your pen and pencil ready and you weren't able to jot down all of the great board game suggestions that we came up with this past Wednesday, don't worry. We put them all in our show notes. You can listen to that segment and check out all the great board game selections from this past Wednesday's show by going to civicmedia.us/shows or by checking that out on Spotify Podcasts or Apple Podcasts. Wherever you like to get your pods at, you will find the Maggie Dawn Show there. We're coming up on the end of this Friday, and I just want to say this. History is going to keep getting made nearly every day. I will be here with you to help make sense of it all. I will always be your friendly lawyer lady, even when we disagree, your friendly economist, even when it's really complicated. You can find me here every Monday through Friday from 2 to 4 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network. Go get that app if you might be outside of the state of Wisconsin. And remember, you can always listen to me if you're in southeastern Wisconsin on 540 AM WAUK. Tell all your friends about it. My thanks to you, Cardi, for working with me through what was an incredibly busy day of news and developments. And again, happy weekend to everybody. Take care of yourself and others. What's up, everyone? You've been listening to the best of the Maggie Dawn Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Civic Media Sports Authority Mike Clemens, visit Kenosha Marketing Director Meredith Jumesko, and Bar Band Friday Nights resume with Max Inc. radio host Terry Barr.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 till 8.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Mike Siegel. Hey, Mike.
When I look back on all those years on the road and going on two-lane highways in northern Wisconsin, in the dead of winter, it could have been like 10 below outside. One deer jumps out in front of me. I was like, I'm done here.
You're in a ditch and they're not going to find you for 3 days. Dead deer carcass over there and a dead comedian carcass.
Holding his date book.
Somebody might want to call and cancel him at Zanies next week in Chicago.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The Supreme Court upheld the law to ban the TikTok app in the U.S. if the China-owned parent company does not sell by Sunday's deadline. Justices unanimously agreed national security risks of Americans' personal data is greater than free speech arguments. The CEO of TikTok, Xu Chu, in a video today promised the 100 million users that TikTok will keep fighting.
Rest assured, we will do everything in our power to ensure our platform thrives.
Chu also thanked President-elect Trump for his pledge to try and delay the ban. Last-minute preparations are underway for President-elect Trump's inauguration Monday in Washington, D.C., including moving the ceremony indoors. Wind chills are expected to dip into the single digits. It will make it the coldest inauguration in 40 years. In Bolivia, a judge issued an arrest warrant for former President Evo Morales. The 65-year-old failed to appear in court in a case alleging sexual abuse of a minor. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.